Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly, you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mm-mm-mm. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You can watch us on Monumental Sportsnet or the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can listen to us like you are right now.
Yeah.
Right here on 106.7 The Fan. Or you can watch us on TV on Monumental Sports Network. We are broadcasting live from the BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia, out here for Commanders practice as they get ready for week 10 against the Detroit Lions. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am good, man. I think I need to turn this up a little bit. But I am doing well. Got up this morning. Got me a little workout in.
What'd you do?
I just did 55 minutes.
You still doing this crazy?
Today was a rest day, so I just tell you, get you a little easy bike ride or walk. So I did 55 minutes on the Peloton. And I think that ended up being right around
55 minutes on the Peloton is not necessarily.
It was low impact, though, Jay. I did about 16, 17 miles.
Okay. Well, good for you. I did not. I woke up with the kids, took them to school. Last night, I went out to Clyde's and Chevy Chase, the one in French Heights. It was my man, Gio Delphi. You've met Gio.
Though. Yeah.
So Gio's heading back to Florida. We did a little goodbye party for him. It was fun, man. And you know who I ran into there was Chris Wright, former Hoyas basketball star. Chris is going to join us tomorrow to preview. I mean, this Maryland-Georgetown game tomorrow is going to be pretty big. It should be fun, man. It's just good kind of DMV hoops. But what I am – I mean, certainly the biggest story in the D.C. sports last night, Alex Ovechkin, man.
Yep.
Got 900. I love how afterwards he called it a muffin. Did you see his interview with Smokin' Al?
No, I didn't go all the way to the end. I watched most of it, but didn't get there.
He called it. He's like, yeah, it was a muffin, but it counts, which I just thought was really funny. I'd never heard that term. I'm guessing that's a hockey term for kind of an easy one.
Hey, it's a goal, Ovi, and he scored a lot of them. Listen to me. They don't all come easy. Some of them are difficult. They're not going to all be when you're on your back going away from the goal and you flip it over into the net.
Right.
You know, you got to right. Gotta be some easy ones in there every once in a while. But, you know.
Take the muffins when you can get them.
That really got me was that the damn goalie tried to steal the puck. Did he not think nobody going to see him putting it in the back of his pants?
That's crazy. I love that the ref immediately stepped in.
I'm like, dude, what are you doing? you can't just try to think you go, oh, I'm going to sneak on out of here with this.
It was,
you know how many people are looking and really want that puck?
Right. It was kind of a ridiculous shot from Ovi. It was like a backwards backhand. You know what I mean? I think that was an attempt to just throw it on net and let somebody else knock it in off a rebound or whatever.
But it went in.
Sometimes they go
when,
in.
When you are the most prolific goal scorer in the history of the NHL, when you throw it at net, it normally goes in a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because right,
you think the one that he was sliding on his back and flipped it, he actually knew exactly where it was going. He was throwing it at net.
Right.
And it went in.
That's a good point.
You know, it's like, hey, when you are that good, some people just get lucky.
Right. It's better lucky than good, man.
Yeah.
So, Ovi gets to 900, and perhaps more importantly, I imagine, maybe Alex said this in the Smoke and Al interview, I think he cares far greater that the Caps got a win. Reports of the Caps' demise may have been a little bit exaggerated, as Huey pointed out to us yesterday. Huey's helping us get this monumental thing off the floor here, and is hanging out with us in the BigBear.ai Performance Center here in Ashburn. But you know, Huey's Twitter handle is at Caps Big Boss Man. This is a dude that knows his hockey. And what he said yesterday, yeah, they're tied for last place in the Metro, but if they get a win, they can jump up almost into second place.
And then they win how many points? How many goals they put up? They should have saved some of them for later.
They scored a touchdown but missed the extra point. Caps win 6-1 last night, and now, with the win, are in fourth place in the Metro. It's very early in the season for hockey. They've only played 13 games. I don't think we should be counting the Caps out quite yet, even though they had lost four in a row and a couple of those results looked pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But shout out to the Caps. Good win.
Long season, Jay. Long season.
Big time. Big time. Caps have a back-to-back. They played a night in Pittsburgh. Remember when the Caps-Penguins series used to be like the – I mean, dude, it was a huge deal for a while there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And obviously you've got aging stars in Crosby and Ovi and – kind of the rest of the NHL has moved forward. What?
Did you see the little thing they showed last night? Ovi and the dude from the Penguins.
Crosby.
And how they showed they're aging. Crosby using some dye or something in his hair.
You think?
His hair didn't change colors at all.
He's got that Coach K.
But they show Ovi, and you can see how Ovi is. He goes with it. Crosby seemed like everything stayed exactly the same. As they show the year, like the pictures from year to year to year.
Yeah. What do you think about men who dye their hair?
Man, just let it go, bro.
So, I have always been steadfast in the let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get can you see I got a little bit of grays here now?
Mm-hmm. So, you want to dye it?
No, I'm comfortable with it. But I do wonder if, like, 10 years from now, if I'm going fully gray. You know what I mean? Like,
Why I care? I mean, you've been telling people you old since you were 38. So why the hell are you going to care about it then when you're going to really be old?
I don't know.
I mean, you listen to him. He, on a regular basis, tells people, I'm old, man. I'm very old. I'm getting old.
I am old.
Then when you get old, you're going to now try to be young?
I don't think I will. My thing is, I think people should do what they want to be happy in general. That's my philosophy on life. Mm-hmm. You do you. As long as it doesn't impact me, we're cool.
Yeah.
Right? But you see some men, older men, and I always think of Coach K.
Mm-hmm.
Coach K was 75 when he retired whatever. I don't know how old he was. Jet black hair.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying it, bro.
His wife was dying hers, too. They both had jet black hair.
I think for women, it's a little bit different. I don't know.
Hey, man, listen. There are a lot of women that don't mind that salt and pepper. And many men think salt and pepper sexy as hell.
In a lady?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
When that look, man, look, bro, from Camille Cosby on down. I've always liked that look.
Who's Camille Cosby?
That was Bill Cosby's wife.
I'm Googling her as we speak.
She had the salt and pepper.
She had less hair than Bill there at the end. Was she sick or did she just kind of
let it go? She always had a lower haircut.
All right. Shout out to Camille Cosby. Learn something new every day. If you had asked me who Bill Cosby's wife was, I would have said Claire Huxtable. Like, I wouldn't have.
Hey, if I say on TV, you'd have been right.
Is Camille Cosby still alive?
I think she is.
That had to be a rough way for that marriage to end.
I don't think it ended.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's wipe Brian. See if you can tell me if she's still alive, because I cannot imagine they stayed married with everything that came out about.
Bro, listen to me, dude. Old marriages is not like these new age marriages. New age marriages end if somebody sneezes too loud.
Sure, but what happened there is
some people believe everything. Some people believe everything was a different thing.
Why, Brian?
You never know.
You got a ruling if Camille Cosby's still alive?
It looks like she is. She's 81 years old.
Are they still married?
That I don't know.
All right. Well, we're working on that.
It says they're still married.
Wow. All
right. Bro. Hey, man. Bill and Hillary are still married.
That's true.
I mean, let's be real. I'm being honest.
Bill and Hillary are still married.
The quick thing for new age people is just to separate. Old school, they always fought through it.
That's wild.
It's life.
That is life. Hell of a couple detours to start the program this morning. congrats to Alex Ovechkin scoring 900.
Hey, you go down the street the wrong way, you get divorced these days.
You know what I was happy for Ovi and Caps fans last night? So many of his major records happened on the road. Like when he broke Gretzky's record, we were in New York for that, right?
Yeah.
I was happy that he got it at home. And I imagine that arena went freaking crazy.
Yeah, and I was happy that Joe B got to call it.
Me too.
You know, because normally some of the things happen when it's the national call. Right. It's still great, but hearing Joe B and Locker go through it, it's much better.
That's the way it should be. Dude,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Who is the leading? Like, who has the most active goals after Ovi in the NHL? Like, so he's now at 900. Is there anybody that could touch this thing? So Crosby is next at 634.
He's
not playing long enough to do that. Stamkos has 584. I mean,
how old is he?
He started – so Ovi started in 05. Stamkos started in 08. I can't imagine he's close. You need, like, a young guy with a ton – like, what is McDavid at?
I think when you look at something
McDavid's
like that, though,
at 365.
You also have to look at health.
Sure.
You know, how many games are they going to miss a year? Because you get injured in hockey, dude. Hockey and football, two sports where you got to get those records, you got to be relatively healthy.
All right, I got a name to watch because this dude fills it up. I think he's on the Leafs. Austin Matthews, he is a serious goal scorer. He is only – how old are you, dude? He is only 28. And, you know, these hockey dudes play till they're 40.
Not all of them.
But some of them. He is already at 409 goals, and he's only 28.
Okay.
This dude has two 60-goal seasons.
So that's –
at 23, he scored 69 goals.
He's 500 and something goals away. Well, 490-something or whatever it is.
Call it 500, because by the time Ovi's done, he's going to end up 9, 10, 9, 15.
That's a lot of goals and a lot of years to say you got to be healthy.
Bro, I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying, like, who is someone that could get it? And Matthews, Draisaitl. I'm surprised Draisaitl has more goals than McDavid. I guess McDavid's more of a facilitator. I think – those are the two names to watch, but that dude Matthews fills it up, man. What is he at so far in the season? So through 14 games, he has 8 already. Mm-hmm. So he's going to finish. Now, you're right. Health is always a concern.
And as you get older, health is really a concern.
Well, and last year his
numbers
did.
Well, you should know that because you're already getting gray.
I'm old as hell. What would your hair be gray if you let it grow?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
No,
maybe you'd look like Camille Cosby.
I'm not letting my hair grow. Well, I don't want to look like Camille Cosby. That's something I like. Why would I want to look like something I like?
As we turn our attention to the Commanders, obviously there is a lot to try to figure out. This team yesterday in the locker room afterwards was steadfast in they still believe they've got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, how else can you operate, right?
I mean, but that's the way athletes think. Athletes are not the average person who, soon as something goes slightly wrong, they just quit. That's society. Athletes seem to think out of this world, in a sense, and that's why they accomplish things that they accomplish most times.
Obviously, we're going to dive deep into this Commanders-Lions game. But there's sad news out of Dallas, man. This a dude that, I mean, made a big play last week, 2 weeks ago?
No, just last week.
Yeah, Marshawn Nealon is Cowboys D lineman, passed away. And, I mean, this is a young man, prime of his career, right? I think he's 24 years old.
Yeah.
And they said it was tragic, right? That's the only
thing. They tragically passed away. And, like, I just have issues with a lot of headline people. Tragically passed away. Now you got people speculating. Say why. Say how. If you're going to put tragically, you may as well just spell it out. Because now, I guarantee you can just get people to guess and you come up with 100 damn different ways they think. If he passed away, it's tragically, naturally, to be honest with you. So if somebody that 24 years old passes away, we think of it, oh, it's tragic. But when you put tragically, you make people start trying to guess and speculate.
If I hear a 24-year-old tragically passed away, I'm thinking car accident or something.
Car accident, you could think suicide, you could think murder, you could think anything. It possibly happened. But if you're going to put it out.
Second last year.
Yeah. Western Michigan. And the guy was a good player. So,
certainly condolences to everybody involved there. I mean, that's just the last thing you – ever want to see, hear anything.
Yeah.
Thoughts
and prayers go out to the Cowboys as well.
Sure.
Because those dudes in that locker room that are practicing with him, and we're practicing with him every day, that's not – you're going to have to move on, but it's not always very easy for everybody. Who could have been his best friend? You know what I mean? Those type of things. You got to be concerned about those guys as well.
Dallas is on a bye this week, so those players are not in that locker room. It might be, honestly, a little easier to not have to roll into the locker room and see the locker and deal with all that.
You got to come back and see it.
Well, I imagine by the time they're back next week,
if you come back,
clean that out,
you
right?
come back and you see that locker gone, that even
sure.
that still
yeah,
makes
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You still, you understand he's not there, so. You can't run from it. You have to deal with it eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're going to have a conversation, and Brian Schottenheimer will have to address the team. Just really sad stuff. I don't – when you hear of things like that, a lot of people get super caught up in the how. I'm not one of those, but, you know, I'm sure people will be digging into exactly what happened, and you hope he's okay.
Well, when you put a word tragically, yeah, you're going to make people start looking for it naturally. I mean, that happens when you have those headlines like that. You know, certain headlines make people look for more. And that's damn sure one that will make people look for more.
As we're going to hope everything's okay in Dallas and just wish the best for that situation. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of breaking news unfolding right now that Cowboys D end, only 24 years old, Marshawn Nealon, has passed away. The NFL has, you know, the NFL, the Cowboys, his agent, everybody has kind of put a statement out. So this is obviously an event that occurred, and everybody's kind of waiting to see what happens next. You know, for us, we just hope everybody's okay.
Yeah.
And try to move forward as best you can. That's obviously just a debilitating thing and just really, really sad for somebody that young with such a bright future. I mean, the guy, what, he just block a punt in that game?
I know he fell on the punt. I don't know if he was the one that actually blocked it.
Just crazy.
But I know he fell on it.
It's just terrible, sad stuff there. I want to get into, when we return, this Commanders-Lions game and kind of – I'm not sure Vegas has a read on this thing, and I always find that interesting because this line has had a ton of movement. We're just getting warmed up from BigBear.ai Performance Center in Ashburn. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Buy you a drink.
Shout out to T-Pain. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're on YouTube at the 106.7 The Fan page. We're on Monumental Sports Network. Broadcasting live from the BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia. Getting ready for Commanders practice today. B, I got to tell you something.
What you got?
Trying to eat peanut butter crackers during a break on a radio show, not the smartest thing in the world.
Well, you do a lot of things that are not smart, bro. Peanuts is not something you want to eat if you got to start talking.
I got peanuts.
Or peanut butter.
I got peanuts and peanut butter crackers.
Nah, that's the two things you do not want to try.
All right, I wanted to take a look at something. So, obviously, the last time Washington and Detroit played, Washington won in convincing fashion.
Yeah.
It was in the divisional round of the playoffs. It was cold as hell in Michigan. You and I were there. It was quite a night, man. Mm-hmm. It was pretty damn cool.
It was.
Shout out to Lee Armstrong. He gave me a ride home the next morning. That was a fun flight. So the earliest line I can gather on this game is from May when they announced the schedule. And I think that's fairly irrelevant. But way back in May, when oddsmakers first started giving lines on this game,
mm-hmm.
Commanders were favored by 1.5.
Yeah.
So if you figure 3 points for home field, they had Washington as a very, very, very narrow favorite. That held all the way until, and this is what I find odd. October 28th was last weekend, right? I guess Halloween.
Nah, it was right before last weekend.
Halloween was Friday night, right? So October 28th is like a
Tuesday
week.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah. At that point, they installed Detroit as a 3-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened on October 28th? The Commanders said Jaden Daniels is playing. Jaden's back.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, Detroit's a 3-point favorite. That holds until the game was, they played probably November 2nd or 3rd, right?
Second.
Then Detroit starts to move up, right? At one point it's 4.5, then it's 3.5, then it's back down to 3 because Detroit just lost to Minnesota at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's thinking about this. The Lions have lost 2 of their last 3, and their injury report is pretty significant too. It's not Washington's. They're not without their starting quarterback, but they could be missing as many as 3 of their starting offensive linemen.
Mm.
All right. So before Washington kicks off against Seattle, it was Detroit minus 3. Then Washington plays Seattle. Jaden gets hurt. That line jumps to 7.5.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much held there. At one point, it jumped to 8.5, and it got as high as 9.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just earlier. That was like 2 days ago. And now it seems like it's settling down back to a touchdown and a half. 7.5. What do you make of the line movement? I think when it was at 3 with Jaden and jumping to 7 without Jaden, I think that's pretty fair.
Mm-hmm.
But then it goes all the way up to 9. Now it's back down to 7. If you look at the action on this, overwhelmingly people are betting Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately for Washington, overwhelmingly people were betting on Seattle. They covered. Overwhelmingly people were betting on Kansas mm-hmm. City, and they covered. So this is not like a...
Well, see, that's why the line is moving, because overwhelmingly those things happen, and I keep telling you, the line don't move
but
based
for
off
to
of...
move back down is odd.
Yeah, but it's not always because of just information. It's a lot of time they try to make that thing be split in the middle. You know, and if you went to 9.5, there are people that still believe, well, they just lost, like you said, 2 of the last 3. They're not going to win by that much. So you get people betting on the taking the under, and then all of a sudden, no, let's move it back to 7.5, which makes you think a little bit more. No.
Lions yesterday on the injury report, Taylor Decker, Penei Sewell, and Dan Skipper, 3 tackles for this team, all DNPs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's DNP for rest. That's just DNP. Decker's a shoulder. Sewell is a shoulder. Skipper is his back. I mean, that's a pretty significant injury situation for Detroit. But you know what stinks, B?
What's that?
Like, ideally, if you're down a bunch of tackles, your defensive ends are going to be really looking to feast. Washington's so far down at the end. You've got Von Miller in clear passing situations, but beyond that, it's like
bunch of people haven't proven themselves just yet.
Jacob Martin's giving him some good rushes.
Yeah.
Frankie Louvu, I guess. Louvu's not suspended. I don't know, man. This is a difficult game.
Could Louvu be put back in the lineup be a reason that the line moved a little bit? Because when he was – at first they say he was suspended.
Maybe that's why
could have went up to 9. And he comes back, it drops back to 7.5. I don't know.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that. So it jumped up to – that honestly might track, B. When did the appeal announcement come out? Was that yesterday morning?
Somewhere around there.
I think it was Wednesday morning. So that would have been, what, the 5th? That could be it, B, because it went from 9.5 to 8.5. And now today, it's back to 7.5. Looking at this game, I do think this will not be like the shootout so many are expecting. I think when you look at Detroit, B, they're an explosive offense. Jared Goff's a good player.
Very much so.
Amon Ross St. Brown's a great player. Jameson Williams has real speed. Laporte is a player. Like, they are real players, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, and I'm curious, maybe you disagree, Detroit's identity is running the hell out of the football.
True. They only had 63 yards in the last game, though.
Right, and it's David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. And Jahmyr Gibbs, your home run hitter, but Montgomery's your hammer. They have nicknames for each other based on a video game, Sonic and Knuckles. I don't have a lot of file on that.
I have none.
Sonic's the Hedgehog. I know Sonic. That was on Sega when I was a kid. I don't know who Knuckles is. Maybe Jeff can let me know. I think in this game, Detroit's going to be really focused on getting their run game going. Mm-hmm. And I think what every NFL game is difficult. Carolina just went to Green Bay and beat the Packers in Lambeau.
Yeah. Right?
I think Dan Campbell wants to get his offense back to a power running team. Dude, Detroit threw 8 games now, a little less than 40% of their third downs. Detroit, with this explosive offense and their ability to get downhill in the run game, 25th in the NFL on third down. 37 of 102 on the year.
Wow.
Don't you think Dan Campbell's going to look at this game as we're going to get our damn run game going?
Yeah, I think the third down thing, it does say you're not doing much on first and second.
Right.
And but this thing – you got Gibbs and Montgomery. Which one would you run all the time? Because the power game is more about Montgomery, which is normally inside the tackles. And people can defend that. Gibbs, you put him back there. Gibbs can go inside, outside, catch the ball in the backfield, whatever. I think he gives you the better chance because he has, you know, more thinking that the defense has to do, more worrying they have to do. Montgomery, you know how this game plan for him, but that's what they seem to want to go with Montgomery more and use what's called as that change of pace back. Hell, I'll put him out there at the beginning.
Shout out to Ben Johnson for taking the ball out of Jahmyr Gibbs'
hand. Thank you. Thank you, Benjamin. Yeah.
I'll never understand that decision-making process in that divisional round game. I believe Gibbs was averaging 9 yards a touch. And they kept pulling him out to give the ball to David Montgomery.
Craziness.
We're going to open the phone. So just run of show here for the folks watching on TV or watching on YouTube or listening to us. We have a packed second half of the program. Deshaun Reed from the Washington Post is going to join us at 12:30. Hal Hirschfeldt from the Washington Spirit. They're hosting a playoff game mm-hmm. on Saturday. I think me and the girls are going to go. She's going to join us at 12:45. Peter Rosenberg going to join us at 1:30 from NYC. And then Brian Newberry is the head coach of the Naval Academy. Navy's playing Notre Dame in South Bend this weekend. Really big opportunity for Navy. They just dropped a tough one at North Texas. That North Texas team is good, dude. That coach is going to get paid. I don't know where he's going, but I know he's not staying at North Texas.
That's Texas. That North Texas is all green.
Mean green, yes, sir.
They better win the Sun Belt.
Are they in the Sun Belt or the American?
I think they were a Sun Belt.
I think they might be in the American.
I know we played them a few times.
I'm looking it up.
They're in the American.
In American, all right.
Yeah, cause
they played against. They were playing against us a good bit.
Well, I think maybe they were in the Sun Belt. I don't. Would you leave the American for this? Would you leave the Sun Belt for the American? White Brian, what's the better?
He wouldn't win it in the Sun Belt.
The Fun Belt, baby.
Teams in the American have a better chance at the playoff.
Okay, because you got bigger name teams, I guess. You got Memphis and East Carolina or whatever. All right, looking at – so that was a big loss for Navy because it was their first conference loss. One of these teams, B, is probably going to the college football playoff. Navy, Memphis, North Texas, South Florida, Tulane. I guess East Carolina's in there. No, they have too many losses. But it'll come down to winning this conference. And if Navy can knock off Notre Dame this weekend, that is a complete
game. If they knock off Notre Dame, they're going to be the one going to the playoff.
Bro, we're not going to bring this up with Coach later on today. Do you know what the line is, Navy going to South Bend?
It's probably something double digit.
It's almost 4 touchdowns.
That's double digit.
It is double digits. 26 and a hook. You know what I'm going to do? And, again, I'm not going to mention this to Coach later in the program. I'm taking the points. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Coach listening to you, man.
Well, Coach, I'm betting on you. We're cool. At 11 a.m., we're going to open these phone lines up. How does Washington beat Detroit? Tell me a player. Tell me a design, a scheme. How do they get this done? Because this team desperately needs a win. They've lost four in a row. You don't want to lose five in a row and have to get on a plane to Europe. You got to get a win. We're trying to track down the Commanders' legend of the game. If anybody knows who it is, shoot me a text. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the kickoff. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N, for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must supply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live, BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia, getting ready for Commanders Lions this weekend. B, I'm trying to figure this out. Landfill, as he always does, puts things on the show sheet.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Commanders legend of the game joins the show. I don't see anybody on the call sheet. Do you have any information?
I don't have anything yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is the legend of the game?
Don't know who that is yet.
Landfill, do you have any information?
I'm trying to find out.
Hold on, give me a second.
He was supposed to be on the show. Let me call the guy. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of this.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'll try to – White Brian, try to do your best research. Commanders legend of the game, week 10.
I think it's a guy named Keith. Keith Mitchell.
Landfill's trying to call him.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Landfill,
you called him?
I called him. We'll see if it rings.
Weirdly. Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
You're a fool, bro.
have you done this already, right? Have you been a legend of the game yet?
No.
Okay. How excited are you?
It's fun. Be cool.
My question, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, mm-hmm. Do you get to do the spear thing? Are they doing the spear thing?
I don't know. I'll find out my game plan today.
Who do you meet with?
Normally you get your playbook on Mondays in pro sports. You get it on Thursdays, I think, in this deal. So I'll find out what all of me I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. Yeah. What's it mean to be asked?
It feels good. You know, you see people doing it, and you get your chance to go out there. It just makes you feel good. Let you know what you did on the field and what you still do in the community. It makes a difference.
What I really want you to do the spear thing. Are you going to tell the people what you told me yesterday if you get that spear?
I told JP Landfill I was going to act like it was a javelin and and throw it from the goal line and try to see if I could get it to land right on the 50.
Did you ever do javelin in high school?
Yes.
How'd you do?
I was good at it. A couple times when I first started, I hit myself in the back of the head.
Really?
I kept, for some reason.
With the point?
No, not with the point, fool. When I go to throw it, always turn a little bit and it would always hit me. I'm like, damn, coach. He say, you keep turning it, it's gonna hit you every time. And I had to really, really learn it. I got it down though.
So what was your distance? Cool. Good distance?
It was like you throwing it 100 some feet. I was letting it fly, Jay.
All right.
I shot put too at 172 pounds. And won the Paris meet. Threw it over 45 feet.
45 feet with the shot put?
Yep.
You do it on your neck and spin around and all that?
I didn't do it. I did the hitch. I didn't do the spin. I don't know how.
What's the hitch?
Well, you just skip back and then you come through explosion. But like the one when they spin, I don't know how the hell you could get – I guess if you do it all the time, you get good at it.
I would get dizzy.
Yeah, I probably would have thrown it the wrong direction, you know. But it was fun. It was fun doing it, all that stuff, man. I tried to do anything I can in our track.
The world record in javelin is 98 meters. It's set by Jan Veselny.
He threw it 88 meters?
98.
98 meters? You're talking about that's damn near, I would say that's 300, almost 300 feet, something like that.
323 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, the lady,
I didn't throw it that far.
The ladies' record is 240.
Yeah.
What do you think the shot put is?
Shot put 70 feet,
77.
They're using a 16-pound ball as well. Like in high school, you're using 12.
Wow, dude, how about this? This would be interesting, and I don't know how you could. I don't have this information.
Mm-hmm.
The men's shot put world record is 77 feet, 3.5 inches by mm-hmm. Ryan Krauser. What do you think the women's shot put world record is?
I don't know. Close to it?
Very close.
Since you're asking the question, but I promise you the women aren't throwing that same 16-pound ball that those guys
That's
are throwing.
That's
fair. It's probably a 16 and a 12.
Well, I also wonder this. The women's shot put world record was set by Natalia Lisovskaya in 1987, and she was part of the USSR team. I don't know anything about Natalia Lisovskaya, but I do know there was rampant steroid speculation with the USSR in the 1980s.
This is funny. I don't know who Scotty is. Scotty G in the other scrum. We say B. Mitch Preet. He did the dang hip thruster move.
You know what?
That is funny.
What I was thinking of was, you ever see Revenge of the Nerds? I feel like that's a movie you would like.
I've seen it. I've seen like parts of it before.
You remember when Lamar Luttrell does the javelin?
No.
All right. Well,
I'm about to go back and look for that part.
If anybody out there knows that, that's what I was thinking of. Listen. I have very little advice for you in many facets of life. Occasionally, I can, like, help you with the stream, right? I don't think you should throw the spear like a javelin, personally.
All right. I might listen to you.
You have a very, very good relationship with the organization.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think...
Whatever they tell me to do, I do. Javelin throw. You know, I follow directions.
Although, if you did throw it like a javelin, it would be super badass. And it would definitely go viral.
Yeah, it would. It would.
So
we have to plan that one day.
You got to make sure
that'll be a game plan thing. Yeah. You can't throw it at somebody, Jay.
I really hope you get to do the spear. I think that would be cool as hell.
It's the spear. Sometimes people do the flag.
The
interview
big flag. You'll definitely.
You know, I have never watched everything somebody does doing that because, you know, once I'm done with the show, I'm all over that damn stadium, bro. So I never know everything. So Carolina, let me know what I'm supposed to be doing.
All right. We're going to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. Going to ask the boys in the aquarium. Going to ask B. Mitch. I'll give you my thoughts. How does Washington beat Detroit? You can't lose five in a row, man. You can't lose five in a row before Thanksgiving. You just can't. You got to get a win. How do they do it? Taking your calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.